Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura here with your game preview for tonight's game, the Browns and the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. And if you watch the preseason, this is the game you have been waiting for. You could call it the main event of the preseason. You're going to see the starters play at least a half, maybe into the second half here. It is the real tune-up for this season. The final look at those guys. Many won't even play in week four against Chicago. This is where they got to get it down, get in rhythm, get their execution going. What's interesting about this game is that they will do some game planning. It's not going to be kind of just go out there all vanilla. They're going to do some specific stuff to work against this Tampa Bay team and really start to get ready for week one against the Jets. What I hope to see and what you should be looking at today, the offensive line. This is supposed to be the backbone of the Browns offense, and they have not yet been what they are supposed to be in the preseason. So hopefully this will be the start of them getting into what I would call mid-season form. Last week, Josh McCown was under pressure on 7 of his 13 dropbacks. They've got to do a better job protecting the quarterback against a good front of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, led, of course, by Gerald McCoy. I also want to see this ground game continue to go. And the ground game, really a big factor of the offensive line. Getting the push like they did on that fourth down play last week, that will be key. Also, you're going to keep an eye on some of the new toys on offense, right? Dwayne Bowe, Duke Johnson, welcome back. We've missed you. You want to see Dwayne Bowe, wide receiver, establish that connection with Josh McCown and see how they're going to utilize Duke Johnson. I know they have big plans for him, not only as a runner, but as a receiver being flexed out. So those are the things really to focus on. And then defensively, continue to stop the run. We saw the muscle hamster Doug Martin look very good last week, and you want to be able to bottle him up. Also, Vincent Jackson will be a nice test for this team at wide receiver, given his size. So Jameis Winston, also going to be fun to watch, the number one pick in the draft. So a lot to look for, a lot of storylines. This is going to be a good game. You want to see them come out, execute, and stay healthy as they get ready in the preseason tune-up tonight. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for all the latest on your Browns and complete coverage of the Bucs and Browns tonight.